Hello and hi, welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and my guests today are Jason and Heather Devan, the devious minds behind Along Came the Devil and the brand new Along Came the Devil 2. Now, for me, I didn't know that this was a title that could have an interesting sequel, but they came up with it. Heather and Jason, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Now, once again, Jason's the director, and Jason and Heather together, you co-wrote this. What was it about the first movie that made you say, we have to continue this story?
Well, first of all, I'm going to circle back and clarify something. Jason is actually the the creator behind Along Came the Devil 1 and 2. He's kind of the foundation of the film. He came up with the stories, and I just write together.
So I write the story and come up with the movie and treatment sort of thing, and then we write together.
He's the one that has the crazy vision, I should say. He's a visionary.
Some of the crazy lines.
Yeah. I can't take credit for that, Summer.
but I will say that I love the fact my wife's such a great writer. I love the touch that she puts on it. We love when we read, we can tell right away when a woman or a man usually writes something. We can tell kind of the direction because there's such a unique way in their writing. And when we write together, we like to have a balance. Yeah. We want it to feel like a man and a woman are part of it.
So back to the question. Now we can circle back to the question that you asked us. I'm sorry. So the first movie was, it was based on true events that a really dear friend of ours was talking to Jason about, and that's when Jason kind of put all of these ideas together, and we created this story for part one. And then I think during the whole making of part one and all of that, Jason had so many ideas that he was just like, you know, if we could do a part two, if we ever get the chance to do the part two. So when it came about, literally, like, it was a no-brainer for us. Especially for Jason, because he comes up with things so quickly that we got it done pretty easy, and we were very excited to do it, to show people. A lot of people had questions about the first one, and we were so ready to answer those questions for them.
And we were fortunate enough to get a phone call from Gravitas asking us if we would hold everything we were working on
and
get started immediately on a part two. And that's always a great phone call to get from your distribution company.
Wow, they asked you for more. That's unusual and awesome.
At the same time,
So how long did it take to write the sequel and actually get it into production? Because you have the main players from the first movie back, and while it's not quite clear what the lapse in time between the end of the first and the beginning of the second, it says it happens right after, but it feels like maybe more like a couple of months.
To go back to the first part of the question, we got started, you know, like Heather was saying, we had so many ideas and I had so many notes and answers that I wanted to give fans of the first one. And just in general, the people that critiqued the first movie, there were things where they said, you know, there was things missing. There's things that got cut and also questions that they had. And so from that moment, I heard the fans and was excited that if I had a chance, I wanted to answer some of those questions, which allowed part two to kind of write itself. But at the same standpoint, we weren't held to that true story anymore. We were able to kind of branch off and take the story in the direction we wanted to take it. So that's exactly what we did. And we had so many great ideas with bringing the rest of the family back into the picture. And it takes place basically
right after,
you know, because, you know, she receives the phone call from Aunt Tanya, like where we pick up from part one, and Laura Slade Wiggins, who is at college, who plays young Jordan, and now Jordan in college, gets the phone call and comes home. And so it takes place over those next couple of days of her receiving the phone call and coming home back to the town.
Cool. Now, some of the effects seem a bit more polished, but still practical. Was that something you focused on?
Absolutely.
Yeah. we also have George Trouster came, he was part one and then he came back for part two. And you can just tell the difference from part one and part two, how much he's grown as a special effects makeup artist. I mean, he's incredible.
He's really good.
And Jason is really into practical effects more so than visual effects. I think that's just something that you prefer.
Mm-hmm. I feel, you know, Summer, I feel like when you're watching horror movies or just, you know, the movies in general with the special effects or something, that can be a little disconnecting when you know, the audience can tell something's a visual effect. So it's just really key to try and find that element of a good practical effect for the realism, so you can't almost even tell that something's a visual effect. And that's just kind of what we go for on our films, is trying to give a little bit of balance to both.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm a, like I said, I'm a huge sci-fi fan. I'm a huge horror fan. And while I love the sophistication that we get in special effects in sci-fi films, you kind of need the practical effects in the horror films to get across that you want to imbue the watcher, the viewer, with a visceral sense of anticipatory dread. And a digital overlay sometimes can't get that. You need to see the goopy viscera of a disemboweled person.
I couldn't
sliding down.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. Exactly. Absolutely. You want to see it and almost kind of say, oh, that looks too real, or that actually does look real, you know, as opposed to like, that doesn't look real. Something weird going on there.
Exactly. There's something about it looking real enough from being a practical effect, you imagine feeling it yourself, and that adds to the squick factor. You're like,
yeah. Yeah. Very true.
So where did you come across, I think it's Mark Ashworth who plays Jordan's father?
Uh-huh. Well, he's a local. Oh, did you have more to that question? Or
because
he's a local Atlantean.
Okay, yeah, no, he sort of had a very complex story to explain himself, and the complete transformation after, no spoilers here, but when he's covered in a lot of blood, he really dives in.
No spoilers.
He's a genius actor. Yeah, he's really.
Yeah, I was going to say Mark is just, as an actor, is, you know, he's so talented, and he's such a great human being. I could go on and on about him and his character and the type of man that he is. He's just a wonderful person.
Very humble.
But it was nice to collaborate with him because our goal, because he has a smaller part in part one, it's not a very good sign of being an abusive father and an alcoholic. We wanted to rebuild his character because you needed the audience to you know, forgive him in a sense and actually care for him. And we knew that was a fine balance, because why would you care for him coming off of the kind of person he was in part one? So we both, Mark had these ideas on how he wanted to play it and build it. And of course he knew exactly what I was going for rebuilding his character so that the audience would still pull for him or care for him and into his transformation, which ends up being, I think, as you know, a big surprise in the film.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's a horror movie. It's not a spoiler to say someone's going to be covered in blood. I'm just saying.
No, not at all. I love the way you said that. I loved it. It was perfect.
And we used a lot of blood. Blood in this one. So the horror fans that were missing a little blood in the first one, there's a lot of blood in the second one.
Now, again, not to go into any spoilers, is there a chance for an Along Came the Devil 3?
That is the idea.
There's always a chance.
We wrote this for a 3. What is that called?
Trilogy.
Part series. We
Thank you.
We definitely have now so much to the story and so much that, you know, that overlaps and goes with it. And then so many now new branching roads that have opened up that we can take it, that we're very excited that if the opportunity arises, we have a really stellar part 3. that we could work on.
Yeah. So. I mean, Jason wakes up in the middle of the night talking about part three. So
that's either
there's going to be a part three.
Yeah, it's like that's either good or bad, depending if he wakes up happy or wakes up screaming.
Sometimes it can be a cold sweat with some of the scariness that goes on in these dreams. But yeah, for the most part, it's good.
Awesome. Well, where can people keep track of you, your next project outside of the Along Came the Devil?
So we have our social media is Devan Clan Productions on Instagram. It's Devan Clan on Twitter, Devan Clan Productions on Facebook. And we also have a website, devanclanproductions.com, which basically kind of talks about Jason's bio, my bio, our films.
Our kids, our whole family.
Yeah.
Now, Cassius, who plays the half-brother, he's your son, right?
Yes, thank you for shouting him out. He is our son, and he is an actor. So kind of when we were writing the script for this one, it was a no-brainer to have him play Xander because it was just perfect for the role.
He loves horror movies.
Yeah, and he loves horror.
And I knew it would be an easy transition from commercials. He does a lot of national commercials.
Yeah.
And this was kind of his first big theatrical taking on. And I knew with his character, the way he is and how close we are as a family and how close him and I knew it would be a pleasure to work with him on set. He did an amazing job.
Yeah, it made sense.
Yeah.
Well, he perfected the little Exorcist Children of the Corn look in that creepy way he ate the bowl of cereal. That was just absolutely, I'm like, okay,
that's awesome,
good for someone that young.
Just the chemistry between Bruce and him, even in that little scene, it's just a nice little homage to those films. But yeah.
Cool. So are you working on anything in particular right now?
So yes, we are also, we're working on a project called Broken Souls. And it's a thriller movie. And we also have a kids movie in the slate, Cowboy on deck, and a Christmas movie that we're fortunate enough now to have passed and that we have treatments for that we have wrote together, Heather and I, and are very excited. So horror will not be our only genre, but it's just something that we're passionate about, the horror side of things.
Yeah, we love
it. And we also have a little curveball in there of a horror movie that's also in the mix that we're working on that hopefully someday we'll be able to drop the bomb on the public, but we think they'll be very excited about.
Now, when you said Christmas movie, my first thought was Christmas horror movie?
No, it's not a Christmas horror movie. It's just a new twist on Christmas. It's just a cool little Christmas story that we're kind of interested in, and it's drawing some interest. So we're thinking about doing it, when given the chance. But that'll be later on the pipeline.
Yeah, I think our next film that we are working on at the moment is Broken Souls.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, keep us up to date on that. Jason, Heather, thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having us, Summer.
Thank you, Summer. Great talking to you again.
Yeah, great talking to you.
And I wish you the best of luck with your Along Came the Devil horror triptych, getting that third chapter in.
Thank you. Yep, and you can catch part two, I think, October 11th on all VOD platforms and select theaters.
Yep.
That is true. We'll have all that information in the show notes, but we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi right after this.
Slice of Sci-Fi.
Hold it there, big guy. Yeah, the warp drive. Hand it over.
Your culture is primitive, yet so funky.
I'm really glad to hear that the Devans have a lot more on their plate. I enjoy thrillers as well, so hopefully I'll get to hear more about Broken Souls when it's ready for public consumption. But Along Came the Devil 2 will be out Friday, October 11th, in theaters and VOD, select theaters and VOD, and in some ways it's better than the original, and in other ways it's not quite as fraught with gleeful horror movie abandon. Let's say that. Forewarning, there is an exorcism scene in it that's kind of hairy. So be forewarned about that. Otherwise, it's a pretty interesting take on addiction and abuse. And it adds a layer of almost too realness to it. But that's what makes it a little deeper story. And again, follow the links, Devan Clan Productions. Check your local listings for Along Came the Devil 2. And we will also keep our ear out for any news about Along Came the Devil 3. We have more interviews coming up, a lot more. The next couple weeks, I think we're going to have Wednesday specials and Friday standard shows. Once again, we have goodies to give away. The Patreon perks, actually, I'm hoping I hear back from somebody this week. If not, time to select another recipient. And we do have a secret sauce contest going on right now on the website. You can go to sliceofsci-fi.com for that. Click on the Contact Us page, fill out the form, and in the message body of the form, actually, the subject you need to choose is Have a Different Question. Then, in the message body, you select, you type in the phrase, The Babe with the Power. Now, you have to get the phrase right. When you get the phrase entered correctly in that message box, a magical thing will happen. A list of available prizes will appear below the message box. Select one, select the ones you're interested in, and click submit. And end of October, I'll pick the winners of those various prizes because, like I said before in previous shows, I have goodies here. And many of these goodies need new homes. And I would like those new homes to be those of fans and listeners of Slice of Sci-Fi and people who support the show, all the shows in the Slice of Sci-Fi universe. And what better way than to share the love, share the wealth from the books from Writers After Dark, the books from Slice of Sci-Fi, and the DVDs and Blu-rays from Slice of Sci-Fi. So that's how you enter the Secret Sauce Contest. Good luck to everyone who enters. But if you have any other questions or comments, the number to call is 602-635-6976. Or you can shoot me an email, summer@sliceofsci-fi.com. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi through Apple Podcasts, through Stitcher, through Google Play Podcasts, TuneIn, and Player FM. And I just newly discovered we're on iHeartRadio Podcast as well. The links for all of those are on the website. You can leave a review for the show through Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Help spread the word about the show. Word of mouth is probably the best way to boost things right now because there's so much on the internet and everyone's so distracted. It's an epidemic of short attention span, I tell you. An epidemic. You can follow us on Twitter at Slice of Sci-Fi. And yes, I will engage in conversations both at Slice of Sci-Fi, at Writers After Dark, and Babylon Podcast. Psst, did you notice that there are brand new episodes of the Babylon Podcast? Yeah, sneak attack. Yes, we're coming back with a handful of episodes for the Babylon Podcast in honor of the 25th anniversary of the show. Yes, 25 years ago this year, in January of 1994, Season 1 of Babylon 5 debuted. Yes, I feel old too. And there are a slew of websites you can check out for the many, many different things that I involve myself in that are podcast related. There's here, sliceofscifi.com. There's writersafterdark.com. There's babylonpodcast.com. There's charliejade.net. There's horrorhappenings.com. I had an idea to build something at sciencefiction101.com. I have not enough time. There's also stuff over at Sci-Fi Showcase. I don't remember what I had an idea to do that site up for, but I think it might have been short films, short science fiction films. And then I realized that Seventh Matrix was covering sci-fi shorts far, far better than I could, because that's all he focuses on, shorts all over the place. Indie shorts, student films, you name it. Seventh Matrix is covering it. Giving a shout out. Go check that website out, and you will not be disappointed. Head on over to the seventhmatrix.com. That's thematrix.com. And it's sci-fi and fantasy, web series, and short films, all collected in one place for your quick genre fix entertainment. I'd like to thank everyone who is supporting all the various projects and podcasts being created around here. Your support, your donations, your pledges really do help keep the lights on around here. So thank you all, each and every one of you. If you would like to add your support, the place to go is patreon.com/sliceofscifi. Or if you just want to donate a couple bucks now and then without committing to a monthly pledge, the link to use is paypal.me/sci-fi-summer. I'd like to also throw a shout out to my favorite geek rock band, Sci-Fried, for providing the theme music that you hear on this show. If you want to check out more geek rock by them, go to their website, sci-fried.com. But that will do it for this episode. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next week. Take care.